Even Money by Dick Francis and Felix Francis. Read by Tony Britton. Chapter 1. I sank deeper into depression as the Royal Ascot crowd enthusiastically cheered home another short-priced winning favourite. To be fair, it wasn't clinical depression. I knew all about that. But it was pretty demoralising just the same. I asked myself yet again what I was doing here. I had never really enjoyed coming to Ascot, especially for these 5 days in June. It was usually much too hot to be wearing morning dress, or else it rained and I would get soaked. I preferred the informality of my usual haunts, the smaller steeplechase tracks of the Midlands. But my grandfather, who had started the family business, had always used the fact that we stood at the royal meeting as one of our major marketing tools. He claimed that it gave us some form of respectability, something he had always craved. We were bookmakers, pariahs of the racing world, disliked by all and positively hated by many, including large numbers of those whose very livelihood depended on gambling. I had discovered over the years that my clients were never my friends. Whereas city investors might develop a close relationship with their stockbrokers, punters never wanted to be seen socialising with their bookies. Most of my regulars didn't even know my name, nor did they want to. I suppose that was fair. I didn't know most of their names either. We were simply participants in transactions where each of us was trying to bankrupt the other. I suppose it was a situation not really likely to engender mutual respect. "Score on 7," said a tall, top-hatted young man.